At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Welcome to our magic wall. All right? There's an election coming up. What's going on in Oregon? What's going on in Utah? Let's find out and let's do this thing. We're going to get to our beautiful magic wall before we're done this week. As I stated, we got Arash Markazi. You're going to step up and in. Arash and I have been on many of the same radio stations and TV stations over the years. He's a regular on our show. He's got the Sporting Tribune, in which he covers Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Hawaii. All right, so Arash Markazi is going to step up and in and join us. So speaking of Las Vegas, the Super Bowl is here. We're right down the street from Allegiant Stadium as it is right now. Ticket prices? All right, good news, bad news. Good news is ticket prices on the secondary market are starting to drop right now. They're coming down. That's the good news. The bad news is they were like $8,000 to begin with. And those are the cheapest tickets to get in the building. Now, the cheapest ticket to get in the building, $6,000. And we speak to people, and, you know, we're on a casino floor here. We're in the sports book. People are talking about Super Bowl. Hey, what about the game? How much is it? People are talking now, $6,000. Somebody just told us, yeah, I just got offered a pair for $12,000, too. I think as game time approaches, the number will come down. I've been in this ticket business for a long time. I used to be in it, you know, in the old school street days. But even nothing ever changes, all right? Just because you'll see this all the time in these stories, and it always bothers me. It'll say, tickets are going for $148,000 for the Golden State Warrior game. No. Some jackass is trying to charge $148,000 because his wife is about to leave him and his business is failing, and he's praying that somebody gives him the money, right? Just because you ask for something doesn't mean you're going to get it, right? So it's only worth what someone's going to give you for it, but this is a hot Super Bowl ticket, but it's more so for San Francisco 49er fans. The Niners haven't won a Super Bowl, man, since 1994. Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl every year right now. Super Bowls aren't cheap anymore. And if you're hearing like, wow, $6,000, I'll tell you what. My prediction right now, we're giving you game picks and all this, but my prediction as far as the tickets are concerned, you're going to be able to get in for maybe $4,500 type deal. If you wait right before kickoff, you know what I mean? Five dimes, 45, like, so that's the range you're going to get in. I read a study, and we're here in Vegas, and there's all kinds of numbers going. And as far as the revenue that the Super Bowl generates and how insane this stuff is, we're already in the year 2024 right now. They said by the year 2030, the cheapest cost price for a Super Bowl is going to be $25,000. So I guess, like, the Buffalo Bills, I'm a Buffalo Bill fan. The Buffalo Bills better make a Super Bowl before 2030 because I don't have 25 dimes to go to the game, all right? So, I'm not even sure what he... Oh, should have bet the Lions. Hey, the Lions lost too, buddy. See, where Detroit lost? It was Michigan that won, not the Lions. The Wolverines getting crazy. Security, come on, man. All kidding aside, we're having a great time here. Of course, the Lion fan, eh? I hate to say it. I saw a couple other Lion fans. I was going to go up to them. My buddy's wearing a Jared Goff jersey. I was going to say, dude, like, you guys know you didn't win, right? You know? I didn't bring the Bills gear. that was good. So, $25,000 to get in the game, man. But think about this even from a betting perspective. You're going to the Super Bowl, you're paying $8,000 to get in, you're almost forced now to bet like $25,000 on the game to pay for the weekend. Like, you don't have a choice. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to be down $8,000 after. Maybe that's me because I'm a crazy gambler. But that's the way I think. I'm like, well, I spent $8,000 to get into the game, so I better bet like $16,000 to double this thing up. But listen, it's a memory of a lifetime. San Francisco 49er fans haven't felt this. We're talking about a blue blood organization and the Kansas City Chiefs. To use the dynasty word, they win this game, they've got the new dynasty. It's as simple as that. You win as much as they have, it's as simple as that. Forces are colliding here. We're going to get more picks from everybody. If you'll notice, though, a lot of our guests that have been joining us in the last 2 days, there's a lot of push towards the over of this football game. Leaning towards the over, 47.5, I'm part of that crowd as well. We're going to start to share all of our props, and we've got about 20-plus of them right now that we're getting up to. So one of the props I've talked a lot about, and I ran into Gil Alexander today and Brent Musburger. You talk about legendary gamblers today. You know, we're hanging with Brent Musburger, Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger was just with us. Every single one of them, we exchange plays. Who do you like? What's the prop you want to share with us, right? I tell them, man, I got in on the penalties, man. I kind of thought, you know, I'm not a genius for this, but everyone's like, wow, penalties, huh? Yeah, I got under 10.5 accepted penalties in this football game. Bill Vinovich is the referee of this game. Bill Vinovich was actually the referee of the Super Bowl when these two teams played 4 years ago. He called 9 penalties in that game, all right? If you'll notice in the National Football League over the last, like, 8 weeks or so, they're not calling penalties anymore. They'll call a penalty when a quarterback slides and you hit him in the head or something. They don't call pass interference. All you need to know, listen, accepted penalties, over under 10.5 penalties. The Kansas City Chiefs had 3 penalties against the Baltimore Ravens in the conference championship game. The San Francisco 49ers had 3 penalties in the NFC Conference Championship game. Teams that play in the Super Bowl are disciplined, are smart. Referees that are reffing in the Super Bowl want to let the players decide. Bill Vinovich gets criticized, all NFL referees do. Bill Vinovich gets criticized, but Vinovich doesn't get criticized for calling too many penalties. He gets criticized for letting stuff go. If you look back at the reviews of Vinovich and how he performed in the Super Bowl 4 years ago, there was a lot of, man, he let that go. That was a blatant pass interference. He should have called that. He should have called this. They don't want that. The NFL is very contingent. They're aware that everybody hates the referees. And especially being here this week, I see with Roger Goodell how aware they are of how big all this is with gambling and betting. They don't want this Travis Kelce Taylor Swift Super Bowl to be decided by a referee and have, oh, I knew it was a conspiracy. I knew it. The NFL, people are betting $60 billion on the Super Bowl. They don't want that. Bill Vinovich, man, Bill Vinovich is going to be like a cop with a blindfold and a, you know, and a whiskey. It's gonna, you know, and you're going to be able to just, you know, pass on by. Referees aren't getting in the way in this football game. Hammer the under 10.5 accepted penalties in the Super Bowl. When we come back, Rafael Esparza, a longtime legendary odds maker, will join us. We're kicking it live here at the beautiful MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are kicking it live. MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Countdown to kickoff is on. And I love it. As the night goes on, people are getting drunker. We had Detroit Lion fan. Lion fan thinks they beat San Francisco. He's in for a big shock when he gets to Allegiant. They're not playing. All right? But we've got Arash Makazi's going to join us a little bit later on. Bonnie Jill Laughlin will be in the house with us. If you're just joining us, I was just talking about the penalty prop Everyone's going to talk about all these, oh, Travis Kelce this and Brock Purdy that. Total penalties in this game, under 10.5 penalties, man. Bill Vinovich only called 9 penalties in the last Super Bowl that he did, ironically enough, when these two teams played against each other. The San Francisco 49ers only had 3 penalties in their game against the Detroit Lions. The Kansas City Chiefs had 3 penalties in their game against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not the smartest dude in the world, but 3 + 3 is like 6, right? That's nowhere near 10.5. Bill Vinovich is going to keep the whistle in the pocket. This game is going to see limited penalties called in this football game. But let's bring in Rafael Esparza. We caught up with him earlier today on Media Row today. And let's talk to him about the props and everything else with the big game. We are kicking it live in Las Vegas. And we've look what we found. Look who we ran into. A regular on Sports Rage. Longtime odds maker Rafael Esparza in the house. What's going on, Rafael? How you doing, my man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Hey, we're enjoying the week so far. Things are just getting started. We're midweek right now, but what a difference Wednesday's made from Monday here. This place is really hopping. And I tell you what, I'm a Super Bowl media row vet. Expect Thursday and Friday. That's when it gets really lit here. But let's get down to business as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Who do you like?
I'm leaning towards the 49ers right now. I think we're going to see a lot of points scored, so I think it's going to be over 47.5. I like 49ers. If it's an under game, then I think it's KC, Pacheco running the ball, clock ticking. But I like the over, so I like San Fran, -2. Now, wait. Look at the money line. I think the money line of the 49ers might go to -120 with a 2 on it because there's so much KC money line money coming in.
So let me ask you about that, actually. Are you expecting a late rush of KC money as the weekend approaches and over the weekend?
Yes, I talked to BetMGM and all these. Swifty money will probably be here all weekend long.
You know what? You talked about the total at 47.5 in this football game. I put a bet in, will both teams score 20 or more points? And I like this play. And what I like about this play a lot, too, it takes away the stress of actually who's going to win the football game a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that I still won't have a bet on who wins the game, but let's say, number one, if you like the over 47.5. There's no guarantee this game gets to 48 points, guys. It could be 23-20. It could be 26-20. Yep. I still win that bet with both teams getting to 20. What do you think about it?
I like that. I like the over, so that's a perfect bet. I think if 49ers jump out early, or even KC jumps out early, San Francisco's been playing from behind all playoff long, and look how many points they score, especially in the second half. Halftime whole total, that's something that I'm going to be very curious. I want to see what the second half total is.
Well, I tell you what, this is something that I've only started to sort of think about in the last 24 hours, to be honest with you. It's, you know, we all think about these game scraps all week, and we have no control over it, but we pretend that we do. This is going to happen, and that's going to happen. But San Francisco aren't really hiding it. I've been soaking everything up. They're going to want to get a lead.
Yes.
They don't want to have Purdy playing from behind against this defense and Mahomes. Let's make Mahomes catch us. We get the lead and pound the rock with McCaffrey, give the ball to Samuel, and we play. We don't want to play from behind, which really starts to lead me to, you know what? I'm liking San Francisco in the first half of this game. Money line first half.
I like that. You didn't mention one thing that's going to be key. Kittle is going to be key. I think
he's my guy.
I think the 49ers look at him early because everyone's talking about only one tight end in this game. One tight end in this game. Kittle's 65-1 to win the MVP. What if he scores 2 touchdowns and they win the game? Don't you think they would love to give it to Kelce and all the talk of all weekend long? I think Kittle has a big game. I like his total receiving yards over.
So you just kind of told us you think George Kittle, why not a sprinkle on MVP, you're saying, right?
65-1, why not?
Because one thing we'll say, too, normally it's almost an automatic that the quarterback wins the MVP. That's not the case if San Francisco wins because of Brock Purdy.
I couldn't agree more. That's what I'm looking
at. I know McCaffrey's kind of the chalkier play in the +400 range.
Yeah, he's +400. I think the highest I saw was 450. I forgot where I saw that. But, yeah, I see you read it. Quarterback's MVP, not 49ers. They have 3 guys that can – it would not shock me if they're holding up the MVP trophy if they win.
What's a proper 2 that you like that you've put in?
First score, field goal over touchdown, +140.
Love
I
it.
I just think 3-0 right away.
Yep.
Get points on the board. I couldn't pass up the +140.
No, I totally agree. You know what? I played the same thing. I played the same thing. There's a couple of bets like that that are just complete toss-ups that if you're getting the plus money, I like where you're going with that. And I tell you what, too, I have had this vision, guys. Kansas City are going to score first. Butker is going to kick a field goal, but San Francisco are going to score the first touchdown of the game.
7-3 at the end of the first quarter. That's what I'm thinking.
Whoa, Ted, that's, I mean, it's going over in that first quarter. We already threw George Kittle out there, but George Kittle, first touchdown of the game.
I got to look that one. That's a nice one. That's first touchdown of the game, George Kittle. That's a nice one.
If you look, Mark Andrews didn't play, right, in a couple of months. He came back. He actually had four catches against Kansas City.
Yeah.
It was only, their Kansas City is a lot of, let's let them catch it in front of us, bend but don't break. So Mark Andrews had four catches for like 31 yards or so. And Kansas City's defense is going to be very concerned about getting beat deep by Ayuk and by Samuel. I see Kittle racking up the catches over the middle of the field. Because Kittle's numbers haven't been great over the last couple of weeks, but now's the time to buy in.
I know, and no one's talking about that. He's a tight end too, people. George Kittle's a tight end, not just Kelsey. I like it. He's going to have a big game.
All right, so speaking of Travis Kelsey, we've only got a couple of minutes here with you. We're jam-packed today, but Las Vegas, you've been an odds maker here. You've been an odds maker everywhere before. You damn well know that the books here wish they could take Taylor Swift props. I tell you that.
Yes, they have. I've heard that. If I've had a dollar every time a Vegas book.
So everyone that you know in Vegas also, oh, man, I wish we could, right?
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, I think I've done anywhere between over 100 Taylor Swift prop bets for books globally and all that. And the action they're getting. Now, we're not taking that $1,000 bets, but the action they're getting on it, and then they're doing other parlays with it. It's just crazy how much Taylor Swift action comes in.
Even I have my my line in the sand. The biggest degenerate bet that I'm going to go with is the color of Gatorade. On the way out, you have a tip for us? And listen to this. We had a guy on our show yesterday, Jack Settleman. He was at the press conference, and he asked Shanahan directly, point blank, what's your favorite color Gatorade? And he said, blue.
someone said blue was thank you for confirming that story.
The Niners' favorite color of Gatorade is blue. He said orange, but the team is actually blue.
Yeah,
just throwing it out there. So finally, on the way out here, final score prediction.
Taiwan, I think it's a 28-20.
28-20. San Francisco, Rafael Esparza.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, good stuff, Rafael. Thanks for taking the time to be us. We're kicking it live from Media Row. Bring it. Thanks to Rafael Esparza for joining us on the program. Rafael's been in Vegas for like 20-plus years as a longtime odds maker. He sets numbers on everything. And he likes the San Francisco 49ers in this football game. I got to tell you, I've done a lot of Super Bowls over the years. We've been doing this a long time. I don't know if we've ever done a game that as many people are as split as they are. And one thing I've noticed, and I've told you guys, and for people tuning in, stopping by, watching us right now, a lot of the handicappers and odds makers like San Francisco, every NFL player that I've spoken to likes Kansas City. So take it for what it's worth. Bettors like San Francisco, NFL players all tell me the same thing. Hey, man, you just can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. He's that good. Arash Markazi joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it live at the beautiful MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got a crowd milling about here. You guys having a good time at the MGM or what? Let's rock. Yeah, baby. Countdown. Who you guys got? Kansas City, San Francisco, Super Bowl. 27-23, San Francisco. San Francisco wins the Super Bowl. 27-23, baby. For a record, 27-23, San Francisco pays. Oh, I got angry Chief fans coming at me now. It's a split crowd, baby. So listen, 27-23 San Francisco pays 125-1. Would it shock me if Kansas City won this game 27-24? No, that's 90-1. All right, let's catch up. We caught up with Arash Markazi today on Media Row. Arash is a media legend, covers the L.A. and the Vegas scene. A lot of stuff to break down with him, including the potential baseball move here. Kobe Bryant's statue is unveiled tomorrow. Let's bring in Arash Markazi.
I'd have capped out of Super Bowl 58 continues. And we've met a lot of legends. We've interviewed a lot of legends over the weekend. Here's another legend who's making a name for himself right now with the Sporting Tribune, taking over Las Vegas, California, the islands, Hawaii, the one and only Arash Markazi. Arash, it's always a pleasure, my man.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, I always love having you on the show, but it's always cool catching up with you at these experiences.
Yeah.
How do you compare the Las Vegas Super Bowl experience so far to some of the others that we've been to?
It's fantastic because, I mean, this is a place to where people want to be and they want to stay. And as you know, Gabe, you know, people come into town, they do what they got to do, and then they leave. Or maybe they don't stay for the game. I got a feeling the majority of these people on Radio Row are going to try to find a way to stay here, go to a sports book, go to a party, go to a casino. And as we just touched on it, normally these things are held in a convention center, and we leave, and there's maybe like a drugstore or a convenience store. We're walking into a casino game. I mean, we are in the heart of Las Vegas.
Temptation is strong, Arash, all right? Discipline.
That's
discipline
right.
On and off the field.
That's right.
And it's exactly right, because once you're in these convention centers, you kind of forget where you are.
Yeah.
You get dialed in. You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know, L.A., Phoenix, you know, whatever convention center you're in. But these other convention centers, when you leave, you're leaving into a parking lot. Here, when you leave, you're on the floor of Mandalay Bay, which is a great establishment.
Amazing.
And I'm seeing people like partying it up, Chief fans and Niner fans at 10 in the morning. I'm thinking, man, I'm envious of you guys. They're looking, like you said, too. The people will have, there's so many things to do.
Yeah.
You've got boxing matches, UFC, Power Slap, U2 at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah.
All these fans are just soaking everything up Super Bowl weekend. I know the Commissioner Goodell is very pleased with the way things are going so far. One good thing, too, last about this is the weather has sucked, right?
Yeah.
But if there's one city that it doesn't matter, everybody's inside anyways.
Inside. You know, and that's the reason that the league loves Vegas so much, and they've said, and I've talked to multiple people, this is now part of that rotation. We've seen enough where it's Miami, it's Los Angeles, it's New Orleans, Tampa. Vegas is now part of that. We don't know when it's going to come back, Gabe, but I'd be shocked if we go 5-6 years and it's not back here. They like the footprint of basically convention center at Mandalay Bay, connected to Luxor, connected by the bridge to Allegiant Stadium, the strips connected.
And this is such a big operation now, not just the teams.
Yeah.
Not a lot of cities have the infrastructure and all the hotel rooms anymore.
Exactly. I mean, the number of hotel rooms, and again, it's all turnkey. When you come here, all the clubs and all the parties and all the events, it's not like you have to build a tent. You know, some of these cities you go to, they kind of have to build where they're going to have the party. All the nightclubs, all the restaurants, so it's fantastic.
So let me ask you about the Oakland Athletics situation, potentially coming to Las Vegas. I don't think, just because of the mayor's comments the other day, that the deal is done.
No.
And she backtracked a little bit and said, hopefully we can work things out. But with that being stated, there's a lack of enthusiasm across the board in the city with the business community, with the sports fans. But the problem is, and I'd love to see the team stay in Oakland.
Yeah.
They can't keep an In-N-Out Burger in Oakland open right now.
And that's the problem.
And I know I don't say this because it hurts and saddens me.
Yeah.
But, dude, like a Denny's that's been there 54 years just closed. The In-N-Out Burger by the airport in Oakland just closed. They haven't had a police chief in a year.
Yeah.
It's too bad that this is where we're at right now, but what are you hearing?
You know, my thought is the train has left the station. Like, I don't know if there's a pathway for them to stay, but I hope there is. That being said, Las Vegas does not want to take the Oakland Athletics from Oakland. They already didn't feel great about taking the Raiders from Oakland, but it's the National Football League. And they really did a great job of, like, planting their flag here. John Fisher.
And Raider, let me just quickly say, someone that knows, too, that's lived often in the same cities as you, like L.A.
Yeah.
and Vegas.
the Raiders are kind of a West Coast team.
Yeah.
Like, Raider fans are sort of used to it. Exactly. Well, no, we're in L.A. No, we're in Oakland. Okay, now we're in Vegas. It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But you're right, the enthusiasm. Put it this way. The only, you know, like Dodger fans are like, okay, move the team here. It'll be a fun weekend.
Exactly. Like,
And the location doesn't make a lot of sense either.
Tropicana is the worst location. It's the resort corridor. Like, if you want to build a stadium a little bit off the strip, that's fine. But to have it right on that corner,
yeah, you can fit an arena, but not a stadium. There's a difference between an arena and a stadium.
Exactly. So my thought process is at some point this will get worked out. I've never seen the fan base here. They don't care. They don't want the Oakland Athletics. They don't want John Fisher. They don't want the best. That doesn't mean that they don't want Major League Baseball. They just don't want this situation.
So as far as the NBA is concerned, how long do you think it's going to be before the NBA is in Las Vegas?
I think it'll be right after the TV contract that will get done by 25. So I do think
Seattle and Las Vegas.
2026, 2027, you'll hear. And then we'll hear who's behind that group.
Well, you're pretty in touch. You have been over the years with the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you believe that LeBron James will be?
LeBron wants it. Gabe, he's been very specific. He hasn't said one day I'd like to
own
it.
He said in Las Vegas.
I want the Las Vegas NBA team. And so they've made no bones about it, made no secret about it. He wants that. And I do believe that the league thinks it's important for them to have a face of the franchise type of deal. So LeBron will be a part of that group, I believe.
Kobe Bryant,
the
statue this week.
Incredible.
It really crept up on us, didn't it?
I know. And I'm
from the announcement, and I'm actually, you're here right now.
Yeah.
You're swamped. You're doing your thing, Super Bowl week, but you were close to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, and it's surreal that it's happening. I mean, Gabe, it was 4 years ago I landed in Miami to cover the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was just a surreal blur that weekend and that week covering that game, knowing what was happening back home in Los Angeles. And so on Thursday night, I'm going to be in front of the TV watching the unveiling of the statue, saddened again that Kobe's not there. Like every statue we've seen, the player has been there. Shaq got to see it, Magic, Kareem, you go down the list. For Kobe not to be there is just so sad, but what a beautiful moment that all these fans forever can celebrate him.
I tell you what do you think over under selfies are going to be taken in front of that statue, Arash?
Millions. And from around the world, Gabe, I mean, just...
People are going to go and say, all right, the Kobe is
That'll
there.
That'll be the thing you do.
To me, I got goosebumps now. There's only a few arenas and stadiums where you're sort of like, whoa.
Yeah,
the Bell Center in Montreal is like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a statue of Maurice Richard, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Sort of like that Yankee Stadium feel.
Yeah.
Even though it's a new arena, the statues make the staples of the Crypt. You know what I mean? Because I know it's not the Forum.
No.
And it doesn't have the same tradition, but that's that row of statues with Chick Hearn and De La Hoya and Kareem and everyone, it really is.
It's
super cool.
Like when you go to Chicago, the Jumpman statue, the Michael Jordan statue, Kobe, all of his great moments happened there. I mean, it really was the Staples Center, and I'll always call it that. All of his championships were won there. So now fans can go back there, take a selfie in front of that statue. What a beautiful moment it's going to be.
I call it the Crypt now.
I know, that's fine.
What's wrong with the L.A. Kings?
I was so excited about the way that they began the season, all those wins on the road. I'm thinking that this could be the season.
Yeah, they're road warriors. And, man, the NHL season, though, look at the Edmonton Oilers. They couldn't win. Then they won 16 games in a row. And then, of course, Vegas beat them. All right, we've only got a couple of minutes left here with you. As far as the big game is concerned, how do you think this plays out, man? San Francisco or Kansas City? Who do you like?
I like the Chiefs. I get why San Francisco is favored. They've been the better team all year. But when I'm watching the Chiefs this year, they seem like a team that's waiting for the playoffs to come around. When you've done what they've done during this period of time, they're just waiting for the playoffs to come around. And everyone said they've never won a road playoff game. They went to Buffalo and won. They went to Baltimore and won. And I just think that they're comfortable in the spot. I like the Chiefs. Close field goal late. I do like it to be a high-scoring game.
So you think it goes over to 47.5?
I do.
Like 27-24 is the score
like
that we've been talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. But I do like the Chiefs in this one.
I love Arash. Patrick Mahomes had a line earlier in the playoffs when they said he's never played a road playoff game before.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know if you guys realize. He goes, we did play the Super Bowl in Tampa against the Buccaneers. He goes, it was kind of a road playoff game, but he goes, we lost that game, so I didn't want to bring that up to you. Hey, Rock, it's always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Continued success.
Thank you.
With the website. We're going to show some love to the Hawaii Warriors.
Yeah.
Jeff Reinbold, defensive line coach.
Best.
He's going to join us later in a week right here from Media Row in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're kicking it. And don't forget, we're at MGM Sportsbook from 5 to 7. We got the stage set up. Come down, have some drinks, play some bets over at the MGM Grand, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're throwing it down here right now at the MGM Grand. Great time here. Like I said, listen, Vegas, we did this at the NFL Draft. It was the same thing. It was awesome. But it's really getting started now. We're, you know, it's Wednesday. Wait till Thursday night. And then Friday night is just going to be off the hook here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gable Moretti. We're kicking it live at the MGM Grand, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're right down the street from Allegiant Stadium. The Super Bowl preparations continue. It's going to be, you know, it's sort of now. Soon it's just going to be all about the game. But when you're out here, man, and you're in the middle of this, it really is something. And if you're at home right now, you kind of suck. You should be here because this is the place to be. If you're a football fan or if you're a better, and if you're in town, check out MGM Grand Sportsbook. Check out the parties they have for the big game all weekend long. All right, we caught up with Bonnie Jill Laughlin earlier in the day on Media Row today. She's a longtime friend of the program. She's actually got a book out right now. This woman has done it all. She was the first female scout in the NBA. She was assistant general manager with the Lakers G League team. She was a former San Francisco 49er cheerleader. This girl has done it all, including Sports Rage. Let's roll. We are kicking it live here from Media Row, Las Vegas, Nevada. Countdown to kickoff continues. The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. We are now joined by a beautiful woman who was actually born in San Francisco. She was actually a former San Francisco 49er cheerleader, but she's done so much. And in fact, listen, we only have about 10, 11 minutes in this segment. I don't have enough time to tell you everything this woman has done and accomplished. But the first female scout in the NBA, assistant general manager to the Lakers G League team, a former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, competitive barrel racer.
Knows it all.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And now the coolest thing ever, you can put all your stories into one book, and you did. In a league of her own, celebrating female first in sports, Bonnie Jill Laughlin joins us. Bonnie, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Gabe. I always love coming on your show. You're like the show that everyone's excited about because you get to have fun.
I appreciate that. I always look forward to seeing you. It's our third year in a row. Like we did L.A. 2 years ago.
We did.
Phoenix and now Las Vegas. What do you think of the Super Bowl in Las Vegas?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, it's Las Vegas. It's a big stage. I think there's some things that they could work on because it's their very first one. You know, like, where's the waters? I would love a water right now. But, you know, they've got garbage cans with no waters. Okay, but other than that, you know, we've got all the party scene. We're just getting going. It's Wednesday. So get back to me on Monday. I'll talk about
you're right.
Analysis.
We're just sort of getting started. So I want to get into this book. But before we do, you were born in San Francisco. You were a former San Francisco 49er cheerleader, and I saw we had Robbie Gold on set.
I love Robbie. He's
and
a
I
boy.
Saw I saw right away. You guys were like, hey. So, you have a close relationship with the San Francisco 49ers, and in fact, the one and only Jerry Rice wrote a foreword in your book right here. How honored were you to have that? As her book right here, pick it up. When does it come out? Because it's not out yet.
February 20th, but we're already number one on new releases on Amazon.
That's
which is
awesome.
Super exciting. But, you know, it's nice because I've got so many good friends. They're like, you know, big brothers. And so when Jerry and Michael Irvin and Jeremy Renner and you name it were, you know, offered to, like, write something, it really means a lot.
And Bruce Bochy.
And Boch, yeah. Which means that, like, you're doing something right. Do you know what I mean? Because they can be friends and be like, yeah, I support this, but I'm not going to write
about it. They're not just going to put their name,
right.
like, on it.
Right. And so, you know, they said that they really want to empower women. They love all the different chapters, and they wanted to make sure that they endorse it. And, you know, they're fathers of daughters. So they were like, you know what? This is something that's so timely and needed.
Now, listen, I'm always telling people my stories from over the years, and people always say, Moretti, you need to write a book. And I've started... But it's not easy. right? And it's like, oh, what do you do this? Do you do that?
Yeah.
You've accomplished so many things in your life, but you love challenges. How challenging was actually putting all your stories together?
You have no idea. So first of all, I have 19 different ladies in this book. So the one chapter is about my journey, and then the rest are about Billie Jean King, Layla Ali, Danica Patrick, all the first.
Different inspirations,
yes,
to you and different,
right,
women that inspire you younger. Yeah.
Mary Lou Retton, Men on Rayom, you know what I mean? So all the first, and it was really tough because I had to first book them, and you know everyone's schedule. Then I had to interview them and do a Zoom. Then I had to break that down and transcribe that. Then write the chapters, then do edits. It was, let's just say, when you're finally going to write a book, you'll see it's kind of it's a lot.
How amazing was it to speak? And you've been around great people for years.
Yeah.
Right? You know, working with the Laker organization and, you know, the San Francisco 49ers. But what was it like meeting all these individual champions, these women that are the same but different, right? They're all so... What was the common theme? I guess the fire and the passion?
Yes, but also it was the sacrifices that some, you know, were saying, I sacrificed so much. I didn't spend time with my family enough. I didn't have a family. I missed my high school prom. You know what I mean? Like little things that maybe we don't
think
of.
Nadia Comăneci, I can't imagine her life was easy in Romania.
Yeah, right.
And you know what?
Right.
The perfect 10, actually, in Montreal,
yes,
with the Montreal
Forum.
Exactly.
And so for me, it was like, oh my gosh, we all have that common, you know, interest and sacrifice. Like me, like I didn't have, you know, I end up never getting married and not having kids yet because I've always been married to my career. And I'm like, wow, these ladies did the same thing. And also having to have perfection, Gabe, if that makes sense. You know, when you're a female under this like microscope, not making any mistakes because everything else is more glorified when you're a woman. All those different things like resonated. Like we all kind of deal with that. And there was a lot of tears in some of these interviews. Like Danica Patrick started crying when she was talking about her father and like things that, you know, Danica's pretty like stoic. You know, and so she's crying. It was like, wow. And Layla Ali saying, hey, thank you so much for talking about my story, not that my dad was a legend. Do you know what I mean? So it was pretty neat to encompass all these ladies into one book. Some of them have their own books, but this was like one book that like young ladies can read about and say, oh wow, there's a space for me in sports, whether it's, you know, on the field, on the ice, in the front office, whatever it may be, there's a space for me.
No, you've done a lot, you've accomplished a lot, but is this something that you're most proud of? Because I have to imagine it is.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Just because it took a while. There was a lot of publishers that didn't want to buy into it. They're like, oh, that's great, but no, they wanted a little more train wrecky, something with a little more like a tell all.
They wanted
to do a tell all. They said, oh, will you do a tell all when you're with the Cowboys and the Niners and the Lakers? And I'm like, no, I would
never
do that.
That's not what it's about. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it kind of took a while. And then finally, Roman and Littlefield were like, no, we love this. And it's been pretty awesome because right away, I've been getting really good reception. Mothers, young women, direct message to me saying, oh my gosh, my daughter is so elated that now she knows I can read this and know that there's not just a dream, but they actually can make it.
No, that really is awesome. And let me ask you too, and I'm seriously proud of you. This is a great, great success and a great book and a great concept. And I've been talking about this for years, and I've always thought that women's sports were undercovered.
Yeah.
And also a market, sort of to take a joke from Seinfeld when they came up with the man's ear.
Yeah.
Right? And the bra salesman said, quite frankly, we've always been leaving 50% of the marketplace aside. Mm-hmm. But I've always thought, and you know this, you've been around, women have always liked sports. Women love the NFL. Like 50% of the fans of the NFL are women.
Yeah.
And no sports as well, but in sort of conjunction with this, women's sports have never been as booming. Look at college basketball.
Right.
WNBA
is getting a lot
the
of play.
The WNBA college basketball.
Here.
The Aces. Women's hockey. There's a professional women's hockey league right now.
I'm so excited about that. Seeing them at the All-Star game.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's finally evolving. It's getting bigger, but it's still taking a while. It's like kind of like baby steps, you know, for people to still say, hey, I'm all on board. And I get a lot of people go, oh, I love this. But then they don't want to do anything, if that makes any sense.
Don't you notice, though, and you've been around these events for a long time, 20 years ago, the Super Bowl was really just all dudes.
Literally,
all just sort of fat white dudes.
BL, and we said,
now, if you look, it's diverse.
It was not any women hardly.
Yeah.
And now there's so many more women, and a lot, not just like as hosts and reporters, but as publicists, as the handlers, as agents. You're seeing a lot more.
And the business I'm in actually as well, where they face challenges too. Listen, anyone that gives picks in this new handicapping, you suck,
betting,
and your picks suck. But women get it worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I know.
Because everybody either wants to sleep with them if they're cute, yeah. and, you know, they get the DMs.
Oh, you can't be attractive and yeah. no sports. That's not a thing, Gabe. You know that.
No,
right?
right? And or you don't know anything, right? right? And they still have to deal with this, which is
I still deal with it. And I've
stupidity.
Been in sports for like 3 decades now. And I feel
and
like
you've
I'm
worked for the Lakers.
Yeah. And I still like, oh, she dresses cute. She's got big hair, this and that. So she must not know sports. It's like, no, you can be attractive, own it, be comfortable in your own skin, and still rock it.
So let me ask you quickly about something about sports. What do you think of the NBA and everybody dropping 70 every night? Like,
well,
it's like a video game.
Well,
nobody
no
plays defense, so it doesn't mean
Gabe,
anything,
come on,
right?
We've known this. If you really are an NBA fan, you kind of know, all right, towards the end of the season, playoffs, then they play defense. Because they don't, I mean, everyone's just going up for their records and stats, and it's bad, though. It's not good for the game.
You know what? It's, you know, people like to bet on it, and they bet on the overs. But
and they say about three. They're like, oh, it's because of three. The
yeah,
three,
but
you
it's
know.
Not the same as, like, well, even when Kobe put up the 81.
Oh, when Kobe put it, that was a whole different ball.
Yeah, and people say, you know, they look at a modern.
Against the Raptors.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I like the purple. I will pretend it's a Raptors, although the Raptors aren't doing great. Raptors aren't doing great this year. But let me ask you, actually, because we've only got a couple of minutes left. Great stuff with Body Jill, as always. But as far as the San Francisco 49ers are concerned, you were a cheerleader. You're close to people in the organization. As we stated, Jerry Rice wrote the forward of her book here, one of the forwards, Bruce Bochy as well. What 49er story can you share with us in the past that you remember the most? From such a championship organization, it's hard to believe, sort of a lot like the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
The Canadians haven't won since 1993.
I know. I was reading
the
that.
Niners haven't
crazy.
Won since 94.
Yeah. The
it's kind of crazy
season.
To imagine this.
Yeah.
So when you
got my Super Bowl ring when I was on the Gold Rush. And the story I was going to say is Eddie DeBartolo. So Eddie DeBartolo, he was the best owner in sports. He was the first owner to give cheerleaders rings. And he said, because you guys are just as important.
So
as
everybody was part of the team, right?
Got
yeah,
a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. He's like, it goes from the bottom up. He goes, I'm the owner. He goes, I've got the easy job. Everyone else below me is the one who's actually helping. And it was pretty phenomenal to see how much he believed in us. And even I almost missed the plane. We were partying in Miami during Super Bowl. I'm 18 years old, Gabe. And all of a sudden I go, oh my gosh, I forgot our plane's leaving. So we had to take a cab. I left some of my clothes in the hotel, rushing over with another cheerleader. They held the plane. Jerry Rice, Steve Young.
They waited for the...
And Eddie said, we don't leave anyone behind, no man behind. And we're like two cheerleaders with big hair walking onto the plane. Sorry, y'all. And to this day, the guys go, we loved you. It was hilarious. But we were like, what is she doing? We'll have to go to San Francisco and get on cable cars for a championship parade.
They're
and
waiting.
She, and she's still in her Miami nightlife outfit.
That's awesome.
I was 18, though. So I get a pass, right?
That's awesome. I can just picture you rolling up on the plate. So are you pulling for the San Francisco 49ers?
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be tough to beat Mahomes. I mean,
Do you think they will? What's your prediction?
I'm hoping. I don't want to be the Buffalo Bills. I mean, we know we have five, but I don't want to be the team that goes to the Super Bowl and doesn't win it. You know what I mean? But, you know, Mahomes will beat you with his arm, with his legs. I mean, we got to make sure that we get to the quarterback. Defense needs to step up like they have during the regular season. They got to get to the quarterback, the pass rush, the secondary. It just, they haven't been playing the past two playoff games like they have regular season. And I hope that Shanahan opens up the offense, make sure we use CMC. I mean, there's so many things that need to happen. I'm nervous. I don't like that we're playing the Chiefs. I'll be honest with you.
Bonnie, Jill, it's always a pleasure to see you. Congratulations
you
on the
so
book.
Much.
So proud of you. This is super cool. I can't wait to read it. Inspiring stories. Can't wait to read your story.
I'm going
to
get you a copy, by the way.
In here as well. We're kicking it live right here in Las Vegas. Countdown to kickoff continues. Bring it. Thanks to Bonnie Jill Laughlin for kicking it with us on Media Row. Tomorrow night, we're going to be back right here at MGM at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock local time. But for you UFC fans, Ilya Topuria joins us tomorrow. I'm fired up about that. He's taking on Volkanovski. This is going to be an awesome fight. So I'm looking forward to catching up with him and Dahani Jones and others. But Dahani Jones, I'm fired up. Listen, Dahani Jones, a friend of the program. Dahani was on last year. I think he's been on the last two Media Rows, actually. But he's on with us again tomorrow. And one thing I love about Dahani Jones, Michigan Wolverines, national champion, 1997. I can't wait to get his take on the fact that there's a new national champion in town. Get his thoughts on Harbaugh leaving Ann Arbor and more. We'll wrap up on the other side. We'll see if there's anything we like on the board. He went 2-1 in the NHL tonight. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out to everybody who joined us on tonight's program as Sports Grid's coverage of Super Bowl 58 continues from the MGM Grand and Media Row at Mandalay Bay. As I stated a couple of minutes ago, for all you UFC fans, Ilya Topuria will join me on the program tomorrow. We also have former national champion Michigan Wolverine Dahani Jones will join us tomorrow. We've got a bunch of other badass guests and handicappers throughout the week. We go 2-1 in National Hockey League tonight, late night on the ice. The Clippers and the Pelicans are playing. Number feels a little light at 5.5 to me. I'm going to take the Los Angeles Clippers minus the points, and let's go over the 232.5 in this basketball game. No team is hotter in the NBA right now than the Los Angeles Clippers. But speaking of bets, it's all about the Super Bowl. We had some great cappers on the program. One of the props that really caught my eye tonight as far as just this uniqueness was Bill Krakenberger, who's one of the best in the business, who said that he's betting that the San Francisco 49er punter has a punt longer than 55.5 yards in this game. I didn't see that one coming. I keep coming back to George Kittle in this game. I think that George Kittle's reception prop at 3.5 is too light. Mark Andrews had 4 catches in his return. He didn't play in forever. He had 4 catches. They held him to like 31 yards. But I'm looking for George Kittle to be a big part of this game. And I think that we're buying in right now. It's like a stock buying in low on Kittle because he hasn't put up big numbers in playoff games. And it hasn't just been in these playoffs. Kittle's numbers have dipped a little bit. Everybody's numbers dip when the Vince Lombardi trophy is on the line, doesn't it? I'm getting fired up for this game right now. I keep coming back to the same scores. We're going to give you like, I don't know, we'll give you like a six-pack of final score predictions because they all pay so well. But our 27-23, San Francisco wins this football game 27-23, pays 125-1. Come on down to the MGM Grand and other sports books. They got some great props up. We'll see you tomorrow for Media Row. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.